anywhere near him at the 46-yard line. It's a pickup of 5. Third down and 5 to go.
Again, we put 3 receivers on the left side. James Shelkey is going to take a lot of the coverage, and a quick curl route by Shedd left him wide open. Unfortunately, the ball was a little low. He did a good job adjusting to catch it, but unfortunately, again, his knees were on the ground when he caught it, so the play was over immediately.
Third down and a long 4 yards to go. 9:23 left in the third. 40-12, Ubley leading Harbor Beach. The Pirates on their first drive of the second half. Ubley's first drive in the second half resulted in 1 play touchdown. Kirsch back to pass, and he had a man going down midfield. That was James Shelkey, overthrown just a hint. Good coverage there by the Ubley secondary. Falls incomplete, and Harbor Beach is faced with a 4th and 4 from Ubley's 46-yard line. And
Jonathan Brandle, he's been in one-on-one coverage with Shelkey most of the game. That time draped all over him, perfect coverage. The throw come out a little sooner than Shelkey, I think, was expecting it, because when he turned around, the ball was already there, and it was a touch overthrown down the middle of the field. That's a big incompletion for the Pirates. Now 4th down and 4 to go, just inside of midfield in Bearcat territory.
Dave Hansen, I have a feeling Harbor Beach's luck's going to turn around. Doc Messing has a hot dog. And just like that, we have a flag, and it's going to be an offsides as Harbor Beach went for the hard count on 4th and 4. And the offsides gives Harbor Beach a 1st down, move the chains.
Yeah, you basically called that. I don't know, something about Doc Messing and those halftime hot dogs, I tell you what.
That goes back to 2012 when Harbor Beach was playing Menominee in week number 2 or 3 or whatever it was. And the Harbor Beach coaching box was right directly to my left, and I look over, and there's Doc Messing just engulfing a hot dog, trying to get it in before the start of the third quarter. And here he is having a hot dog tonight. 1st and 10 for the Pirates at the 40-yard line of Ubley, working off the left hash. They trail by 28 points. Sending 2 wide to the right, 2 wide to the left. Kirsch rolling to his right, looking to pass. Pump fakes once, going across field, and this one's picked off right in the midfield by big man 47, Dominic Rosenthal, and he gets back to the line of scrimmage and out to the 43-yard line, brought down by Zach Schweitzer.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that one was intended to, because when I glanced after he threw it, I seen 3 white jerseys in the way of any Harbor Beach jersey. So that ball forced into a lot of coverage. And Dominic Rosenthal, again, a name I thought I'd hear more. Unfortunately, he's a big run stopper, part of the reason why Harbor Beach cannot run the ball up the middle. He comes away with a big interception and a turnover. Now the Bearcats have a chance to put this game in running clock territory.
The 2nd turnover of the night for the Harbor Beach Pirates, both interceptions. 1st and 10 from their own 43-yard line are the Bearcats. It's a handoff coming around the left side to Jonathan Brandle. He gets across the 45, and not much more beyond that. Tyler Burkhart brings him in on the tackle for the Pirates. Tyler Burkhart, a junior, 5'6", 130-pound defensive back. Small but mighty for him. It's a 2-yard gain for Brandle, 2nd down and 8.
Now he was in the right place and made an excellent tackle on the running back to stop them for a very short gain, which I haven't said very often tonight.
Working from the 45-yard line of Ubley, right to left across your radio, Bearcats on offense, 8:22 left in the third. Mychek hands it off to his 3rd option. That would be Derek Brown, I do believe. Brought down right at midfield, actually into Harbor Beach territory by a yard, as Derek Brown gets out for about 6 yards, brought down by Daniel Lanphier of Harbor Beach. 3rd down and 3 to go.
A nice tackle there by Lanphier on defense. Derek Brown continuing to run hard. He was actually hit very shortly after the line of scrimmage, but dragging defenders to get anything on that run, showing a lot of power.
Ubley facing a short 3rd and 3 right at midfield. T formation, Mychek under center, and hands it off to his 2nd option, Keller, and Keller gets the 1st down across the 45 and drags his defenders all the way to the 43-yard line. A 6-yard gain when they needed 2, and move the chains for the Bearcats.
Yeah, Nathan Keller, that's kind of been his time to shine. It's been 3rd down or when you least expect it. He's more of the blocking fullback, so to speak, for the Bearcats, but gets his fair share of touches in a game, and today he's doing the most of it. He's got a touchdown and even a couple 1st down runs for the Bearcats.
1st and 10 for the Ubley Bearcats inside Harbor Beach territory. They've scored in their 1st 5 possessions of the night, trying to make it number 6 here. And with a made 2-point conversion would be a running clock. 1st and 10 from the Harreach 43-yard line, just inside the left hash by about 3-4 yards. D-formation, Mychek hands it off to Derek Brown, trying to go around the right end. He breaks free of his first tackle, trying to spin across the 40, and brought down at the 38-yard line. Leading the tackle for Harreach would be number 47, Robert Emming. He plays defensive end as well as tight end, 6'2", 178-pound junior. Gain of 4, 2nd and 6.
Harbor Beach defense preventing the long run here so far on this drive, something we haven't seen at all in this game. Some new faces in there for the Harbor Beach defense, and they've done a pretty decent job here so far in the first 5 or 6 plays of this drive.
Working off the right hash, coming back to the left side, and it's a keeper for Matt Mychek. He has the first down. He's inside the 20-yard line and runs out at the 18-yard line. After a 11-yard or 21-yard run for Matt Mychek, moves the chains, flips the fields, and Ubley is inside Harbor Reach's red zone.
And that's the beauty of the wing tees. As soon as this team starts filling up the middle of the box, that's when you break it to the outside, whether it be with your fastest running back or the quarterback, because you just don't expect it. And he gets to the sideline and is forced out by Brendan Shedd, but a big run for the Bearcats.
1st and 10 at the Harbor Beach 18-yard line, maybe even the 17, depending on the spot. Working off the left hash, same formation all night long. Ubley has not even attempted a pass tonight. Matt Mychek hands it off to Nathan Keller. He's out for the run. He's down to the 5, dragging his defender all the way down to the 3-yard line before Brendan Shedd can bring him down after some positive yards for about 14 yards, maybe even 15. And it's 1st and goal for the Bearcats.
Right, couple Pirates there on the play, but not before Keller. And again, he is the middle backer of the wing tee. He goes straight through the teeth of the defense between those two defensive tackles and gets up the field and inside the 5 before he's finally brought down. Bearcats knocking on the door yet again.
They're on the 4-yard line, 1st and goal. Working off the left hash, T formation. Mychek hands it off to Brandel, and Brandel is in with just a smudge on the jersey. Touchdown, Ubley. It is 46-12, Ubley leading Harbor Beach with 5:55 left in the third quarter.
And still perfect. They have scored on every drive so far this evening.
With a made two-point conversion, this would put the differential be across the 35-point echelon, which would designate a running clock situation until Harbor Beach can bring it back within 35 points. Ubley has been successful on every single two-point conversion tonight. T formation. Mychek keeps it for himself, rolling to his left to pass, and he has a man wide open in the end zone, number 17. It is complete to Gavin Palace, and it is a 48-12 ball game. Ubley leading by 36 points with 5:55 left in the third quarter.
Come to Moore Motors in Caro to see the largest selection of Ford F-150s ever. We have over 50 2016 F-150s on the lot at great savings. You could save over $13,000 on select F-150s. We also have a good selection of 2016 Ford Super Duties at huge savings. Hurry before they are all gone. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales just west of Caro, or call me at 989-673-4171. Call today.
Hi, this is your state representative, Dr. Ned Canfield. To me, fall means hunting, the most wonderful time of the year. All the colors, the brisk air, frost, and maybe a bit of tracking snow if we're lucky. But of course, hunting is never without risk. Hunters, be careful in the woods. Use a safety harness in your stand. Keep your weapon on safety until you have a clear, well-identified target. This is your state representative, Dr. Ned Canfield. Have a great time hunting this fall. Be careful out there, and let's make this a healthy Michigan.
Brought to you as a public service by A Healthy Michigan.
Ubley having the better of the night tonight, scoring on every single drive so far. It's 48-12, a 36-point lead for the Bearcats as the kick goes out of bounds at the 28-yard line. So Harbor Reach will start this drive at their own 35-yard line.
Yeah, the Bearcats have only had two flaws this evening.